This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Now, really quick, I want to get right to the topic. I love when you call in. Make it your show. Today's your show. It's not like I couldn't use the break. I've been going on for, what, a year and 2 months. We haven't taken one day off. We're busy because now's the time to get busy. And we're not looking for the sympathies of the people. But if you want to help me out today, this is your show, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know too, friends, there's 153 cities listening. We just got 10 new affiliates yesterday, at least that I was made aware of from our affiliate out in St. Petersburg, Florida, our friend Joe, and who's doing a fantastic job. And with that said, friends, we got 10 more going on and we're broadcasting into 53 countries. And I want to say hi and a high five to all of you. You've made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. So with that said, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side of the page, join us on social media platforms, join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and go ahead and subscribe. Jump on, friends, and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got some folks listening from South Dakota. Hey, Maria, had a great time today with your parents, if I'm speaking to the right person. If not, forgive me. We appreciate South Dakota. We're getting them from all over the country. We just totally appreciate you, as well as from without the United States of America. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, you guys are all telling me right now on social media platforms, congratulations, Bradley. No, congratulations you, because you were the ones that made it number one, made the show number one. And the only reason people are listening, let me just remind the new listeners, is because we're giving you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear. We're speaking to the conscience. We're saying what people are saying behind closed doors. We're saying it publicly. And we're to make that proclamation, friends. We're not supposed to withhold the truth. We're supposed to preach the truth, and that's what we've been doing for, again, 23 years, Luke 19:10. Check it out when you get a moment. And we're going to continuously do it. Also, check out Mark 16:15. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to some more information for you. Giving you the information that the mainstream media means to censor once again. And I want you to check this out, because what we have here is undercover footage of the World Health Organization once again being called out for who they are. And again, I want you to pay attention, listen carefully, and watch carefully.
Undercover footage off the World Health Organization in their private forum talking about how the confidence level among the physician community worldwide is decreasing. The WHO is trying to decide on a strategy, a marketing campaign. When you have to have a marketing strategy to convince the health professionals, those who have been appointed to safeguard our health and our children's health, you know that there's something that doesn't smell right.
That's right. Good for you.
The Centers for Disease Control's own data shows that 1% of the population of the planet currently has autism. The current world's population is 7.7 billion. 1% of that is 77 million. According to the CDC's own data, 77 million children and young adults have autism on our planet right now. In 29 years, to go from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 30, there's something wrong. Look at polio and then look at the incidence of DDT. Now, most chemical compounds that have been introduced into the global economy, it takes of the dirty dozen, the 12 most toxic substances that are banned across every nation on the planet, those 12, before they became banned, had been used in global commerce for a minimum of 50 years, most of them for over 70 years before it was determined how dangerous they were.
Yep.
Now, back then, during the smallpox era, there was a chemical called DDT, and DDT is today considered one of those dirty dozen. Nobody uses it. It's considered toxic, and it's considered banned from all nations. But there were ads in the United States with children saying, flies don't land on me because I've had my DDT.
That's right.
So when people say, what's that got to do with polio? The incidence of polio, if you graph it, and the incidence of the use of DDT, polio was 6 months behind the incidence of DDT. So when you would see DDT levels peaking, you would see polio peak 6 months later. Then you'd see DDT usage dropping, you'd see polio 6 months later drop. This is a very interesting observation. I don't know whether that means that DDT was causing it, but certainly smallpox vaccine was not the reason that smallpox was eradicated. I believe it was because we stopped using DDT. So this is a political thing, but when it comes down to the aspect of vaccinations, people say, Dr. Buttar, you're an anti-vaxxer. I'm not anti-vaccine. Because if there was a vaccine that didn't have all those preservatives in there that are highly toxic, like mercury and formaldehyde and nickel, and didn't have the DNA adducts that are added to increase a reaction, if they didn't have various human cell lines, mutated human cell lines, DNA from other species like dogs and monkeys with other viral loads in there, if they didn't have all those things in there and they actually were given at a time when a child could seroconvert, because we get these vaccines on the first day of the planet, yet a child's immune system can't even seroconvert, can't even mount an immune response till 6 months to a year of age. So now we've got all these components, and then using things like mercury, the body can't even eliminate it till the alimentary system is fully developed, which takes about a year for the alimentary tract to develop. But if they made a vaccine that didn't have DNA adducts, didn't have mutated human cell lines, didn't have adjuvants, didn't have mercury, nickel, formaldehyde, and other contaminants and other things that are dangerous that suppress the immune system, didn't have glyphosate, which now they have glyphosate in there. They have Roundup, the weed killer in vaccine.
Yep.
If they didn't have all that stuff in there, and it was actually given at a time when a child could actually seroconvert, like at a year and a half of age, and it didn't cause any harm, I would be all for it. I would be totally for it. We have over 7,400 doctors that have reached out over the last month. So we weren't able to get everybody on here, and you know, people are busy and schedules. So I
look at all these people that are being censored, friends.
Thousands of doctors worldwide that feel this way. They're just not being represented because the media is definitely trying to prevent this information from getting out.
Look at them all.
There's a lot of people that feel this and understand this. So it's just it's one of those incredible moments when we start realizing that we are the vast majority, but because we're being singled out, because we're not getting a voice or a fair voice, it is being prevented. The information is being prevented from being disseminated to the world so that the question can be asked, why is this happening? Censorship is always something that an authoritarian dictatorship type government would want to, when they want to
prevent exactly
the dissemination
happening.
Of information.
Yep.
So rather than even trying to give a reason for the censorship, let's ask the millions of people out there that may be seeing this, why would anybody censor facts and truth about injury that's been caused by something that has been promoted for the last 20 or 30 years as the single most important safety component for our children, yet has caused more injuries, more documented injuries?
Yeah, there you go again, friends. Did you see all the doctors? If you haven't seen them, friends, the video shows doctors in the thousands being censored from bringing this information to you so you can make proper decisions. See, this information just exposes them for the criminals that they really are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm doing my best to just give you an overview as to what you're missing this week, namely through the mainstream media, and there has been much. As a matter of fact, on Friday, I believe it was Friday, I can stand corrected here, maybe it was Thursday, I played some audio video for you from 1976, and it was none other than 60 Minutes doing their job back in 1976. The video and audio that you heard was Mike Wallace's 60-minute expose on the swine flu pandemic vaccine fallout of 1976. And I made it a point for everybody to understand, right, with a question mark, and I gave you the exclamation at the end of the show, how did it stop? It stopped when the people rose up and put it to a stop. Well, back in the 1970s, friends, it was actually journalists doing their job, pulling out the CDC and putting them in the face of those that have been, well, affected in this particular interview. In this piece that 60 Minutes did, was a woman that was paralyzed by one of their vaccinations. And he was actually doing his job, calling them out and asking real questions. And we could watch and we could hear how nervous for the service the CDC was back then. Folks, I'm just here to tell you they haven't corrected themselves. No. But put that up against Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side. Why? Because the wicked are exalted. They're not being put down. They're doing what they do because the people in this country haven't held them accountable yet. Well, they did back in the 70s. They did back in the 80s. They couldn't have gotten away in the 80s with what they're getting away with today. And look what they're doing to make sure that you get their one-sided narrative. They're censoring the other side. Now, going to what I just played during the last segment, you have information there. You have audio and video there showing you literally thousands of doctors just from one doctor himself, showing you how they're all being censored from giving you the other side of the narrative. They don't want, the bad guys don't want you to catch on to the other side of the narrative because it exposes them for their crimes. Now, what's also interesting is when I showed, now going back to this Mike Wallace piece back in 1976, it's interesting that, you know, I took the time to actually show you the Child Safety Vaccine Act, which took place 10 years after this report. So it shows you that the corrupt, because they weren't dealt with back in 1976, well, they got together and they planned accordingly and conspired accordingly, Jeremiah 11:9, to go ahead and make it so that they're shielded from consequence. And that's what the Childhood Vaccine Safety Act did under Ronald Reagan back in 1986. See, they were held accountable back in the 70s. But in the 80s, they said, we got to do something about this. We want to make sure that we can go ahead and do whatever we want to do without consequence. And then that's when Ronald Reagan and your said representatives shielded the vaccine companies and the CDC and others from being held accountable concerning the damage and adverse side effects of these said vaccinations, including death. Now go fast forward, 2020. They've been exposed and exposed and exposed and exposed. I don't care if it's just bad doctors, corrupt doctors, giving you the one-sided narrative, but they've been exposed for censorship, showing you that there is a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Now you just got done listening to not just Mike Wallace on Thursday or Friday, but now you're listening to other doctors that are in the thousands that are being censored, again, from withholding information that will expose the bad guys who are setting the narrative for who they are and what they're responsible for. John 8:44. Look at how far this has gone. Do you think that they're just going to correct themselves and this is just going to stop one day, friends? Because I'm here to tell you, it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse. And for the life of me, I do not understand how it is that people just give these criminals a pass. How you convince yourselves that these criminals know better than you do. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They can have all the accreditation of college after college that they can accumulate. But what good are they, no matter how smart they are, and they're not smart, put that up against Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. You know what? They're so smart, they don't know how to tell you the truth. Well, then the question I have is, what good are they? And if they don't know how to tell the truth, why is it that nobody's calling for justice? Folks, just today, we hear during the breaks, what do we hear? We hear all the good guys, the Republicans, doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of the bad guys. And that's the best that you get. And Americans, you put up with it. How many times does Anthony Fauci need to be busted lying? How many times does he need to be, how many times does he need to change his story? How many times does he lie? I mean, does he got to lie like 10 times and then a bell goes off and then you hold him accountable? Folks, how many times have politicians and corruption and these agencies and these bureaucracies and these corporations, how many times, I ask you, have they been busted? Oh, they're being busted all day long. Now, let me ask you the next question. How many times have they been brought to justice? How many times? Isn't that interesting? No, nobody can answer the question. How many times have they been brought to justice? And yet God tells us that if we love him, we'll enforce the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51 verse 4, go to Isaiah 26 verse 9. It's all there. The Lord's known, friends, by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Psalm 97 that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. It tells us that a fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Scripture tells us, friends, that you that love the Lord hate evil and love good. That's what it tells us. Put that up against Jeremiah 9:24 to know the character of God. I mean, Americans, injustice guards our liberties, right? This is what it says above the heads of the injustices in Washington, D.C. and federal government. And you see injustice come from the people that swore to uphold the laws that you see them continuously tear down. Again, let me ask you the question. How many times have they been held accountable? These politicians that have been busted in scandals, these corporations like the CDC, like these other companies like the WHO, how many times have they been busted committing crimes against humanity? Let's just call it for what it is. Transgressing the law, tearing down the law. How many times now, this is the question only you can answer, how many times have they been held accountable? Therein lies the problem. See, because Americans, again, you say, well, Bradley, this is a broken record. No, it's not. If it's a broken record, it's because you haven't righted the wrongs yet. And it'll stop skipping, the record will, when the American people understand that they are the law and that they are to deal with corruption. Look what they're trying to do right now. Oh, my goodness. You know what I need to do? I need to bring this over to some audio video from Ben Swan. And I want you to hear from them. Because what you're going to hear is you're going to hear the criminals talk openly as they force, through forced compliance, unconstitutional though it is, as they attempt to force to put masks on you. Listen, the mask is off them. This is Ben Swan talking now about vaccine passports, but I want you to listen to the reports that he brings up here. You know what, Judah? We'll do this right after the break. We got a hard break coming up. You've got to see this. They are telling you everything right out in the open. Folks, they're capitalizing off the American people through the crisis that they said, never let a good crisis go to waste. That's what's happening here. Now, I'm going to encourage you by the end of the show, because there's some good things going on in the country, too. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to, again, throw out the number. And if you want to call in, we got two segments left, 1-866-582-9933. When I come back, I'm going to play Ben Swan. He contributes over at Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The guy's on his game. And I want you to hear the reports that he pulled up so you can hear and you can see for yourselves what these criminals are saying in the public eye. Mask off them. Well, mask on you. Again, mask off them, but mask on you, Americans. Boy, oh boy, where are the patriots? Where are the Christians, man? Where are the conservatives that really mean what they say, that are really thankful? Like my 17-year-old son said, you look at all these people that are just willing to go ahead and step on the sacrifice of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have. Where are those that have ears to hear and have eyes to see to live for what they died for? 2 Corinthians 5:15. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play this right on the other side. This is great stuff. It's disturbing, but it shows you they're not afraid to say what they want to say anymore, and I want to put the fear of God back into them. Proverbs 16:6. Be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Russian envoy to the Iran nuclear talks is saying they're now making some headway. Today in Vienna, diplomats from Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain talked about how to bring the United States back to the agreement. Iran is looking for immediate sanctions relief, and the White House is said to be considering scaling back some of the most toughest sanctions. It's been 10 years since the leader of al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. Today in Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. This is USA Radio News. The United States is now seeing coronavirus case numbers dropping in the last few weeks, but in India, 400,000 new cases have been reported in one day. Travel restrictions have been put into place. Dr. Ashish Shah from Brown University School of Public Health.
When you see the rise of new variants, and there are some new variants coming out of India, they never stay in the country where they originated. They become global very quickly. So I think those travel restrictions make sense. They will slow it down, but they will not stop those variants from showing up here in the United States.
Starting on Tuesday, anyone who's been in India in the last 14 days will not be allowed to come to the United States. U.S. citizens are exempt from the restrictions. The TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. People with certain disabilities and children under 2 years of age are still exempt from the rule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, just shooting from the hip, if you heard about this whole Osama bin Laden, right, and we heard the Navy SEAL come out and talk about the great achievement there, it's interesting, this guy's killed out of nowhere, his body's wrapped up and thrown in the water without anybody to really verify what happened there, and then interestingly enough, how many Navy SEALs have been killed or mysteriously died since that date? Anybody paying attention to what's going on? Doesn't jive, friends. It doesn't line up. I got my son doing some homework on this right now. And I always like to shoot from the hip, friends, because I want to counter the lies that are being given to you by the mainstream media. We know that in Afghanistan, SEAL Team 6, there was an America's deadliest day in Afghanistan shortly after the kill of Osama bin Laden. 30 American troops and 8 Afghanis were killed in a single incident. We're friends with one of the family members, as a matter of fact. And then my son also shot over to me. 18 of them have mysteriously died since that day. You can go ahead and do whatever you will with that information, but it's very odd as to how that whole thing transpired after it allegedly happened, okay? Again, just making clear that people have the facts, because facts are always what is being withheld here, and I want to make sure that you have them. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over to this information on these vaccine passports, because as you can hear during the breaks, people, you do understand that the corporations, there's 6 corporations worldwide that control the narrative. It's controlled. Dr. Udo Ulfkott told us a year and a half before he died, he exposed the CIA's control over the mainstream media. And a year and a half later, after he wrote his book, he mysteriously died. That's a fact. That's not theory. That's not speculation. That's a fact. And just so you understand that they are controlled, and we played videos in the past where we show you from the East Coast to the West Coast as to how it works and how all these useful idiots in these mainstream media outlets are saying the exact same thing in, folks, verbatim, word for word, line upon line, precept upon precept, saying the same exact thing. And that's why we say here at the beginning of the show, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, man. They're reading teleprompters just like the politicians are. Hey, friends, let me ask you a question. Are things getting better or are they going south? Are things getting worse? Well, that's up to the American people. Either we love God enough to obey Him or we don't. God's going to be glorified in our salvation, or He's going to be glorified in our destruction. George Whitefield was exactly right when he said that. So if you want to call in, stick to the topic. I'm going to play this by Ben Swan. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check this out.
How to get people to get the vaccine. And the idea was vaccine passports can be the carrot that's used to force
Watch
people
this.
To get vaccinated.
Listen to this.
Otherwise, they will not be entitled to freedom.
That the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states
Listen
are
to this.
They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening
Listen to what these criminals are saying.
Status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say,
Listen to that.
If you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms.
We're in a global crisis. We have to reach herd immunity.
MSNBC, by the way.
Stick of you get the vaccine, you'll be able to participate in travel, restaurants.
Listen to this.
Because that's frankly easier for small businesses to adhere to. They need to be let go of these onerous mitigation efforts, Nicole, and they need to be able to transition to a paradigm where they're just checking people's verification status at the window so they can get 100% capacity in their indoor dining or you name it, whether it's going to a hotel. We have to start normalizing that framework.
Is this crazy?
So what's so important about what this doctor is saying here isn't so much the dystopian view that you're going to be given some kind of electronic pass that essentially says, yes, you've been vaccinated, therefore you're allowed to fly in an airplane, you're allowed to cross state lines, you're allowed to go into restaurants, you're allowed to go to the doctor because you have been vaccinated. You've done what government said, and therefore now you have rights. You know, earlier I said that this doctor was trying to come up with a way so that you could get to the rights you're entitled to. But the reality is, and this is important, we are not entitled to rights. We have rights by birthright.
God gives us rights.
Ours because of nature. That's why they're called natural rights.
Derived from Scripture.
Our natural rights are bestowed upon us through just becoming a human being. They're not American rights, they're human rights. And those rights include the right to speak and the right to decide what is put into your body, what you are injected with. No government has the right to forcibly inject any human being. Well, in this case, you got to listen to the panic in this doctor's voice, because she is panicked that people will realize that they can go back to a full life and they can begin to interact with others and they can go back to full freedom without a vaccine passport, without a vaccine in general. And so she is panicked about creating some kind of system through which people are monitored and tracked and therefore are only able to go back to their life if they have done the things that they were told that they must do.
This is un-American.
By the way, a number of different countries, including South Korea right now, are utilizing blockchain technology in order to determine whether or not someone has been vaccinated. In fact, South Korea is creating the world's first blockchain-based tracking system that will be able to determine through the blockchain ledger whether or not an individual has been vaccinated and therefore can enter the country. Brazil is using a similar system.
This is why the people are defying worldwide.
Using a blockchain-based system. Why blockchain? Because blockchain cannot be altered or tampered with. You can't go in and hack into the blockchain and change the data that's in it. It is a unfungible, irreversible ledger that keeps track of this information. So these countries are utilizing the freedom-giving power of blockchain, and they're using it for tyranny and for totalitarianism.
Yep.
By the way, the city of New York is trying to do the same thing right now with IBM, where IBM will create a blockchain-based system for tracking people with vaccine passports. Having said all of that, what is the answer to all of this? Well, the answer to this, actually, the doctor said that as well. Listen.
And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things.
She apparently forgot where she came from.
So you heard what she said there, that ultimately the answer to this is to not play along, for states to not go along, for municipalities and for cities to not go along with these insane edicts and these rules, to say we will not force citizens to be vaccinated in order for them to be able to exercise their rights, not granted by government, but their natural rights that belong to them.
That's right.
That is the answer to this. So in the state of Florida, the governor of Florida has taken a remarkable step. Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida, has decided that he will issue an executive order that essentially says no business and no entity can discriminate against a person because they do not have a vaccine passport.
And I do believe that the legislature will prohibit the use of COVID vaccine passports. You don't want to create separate classes of citizens based on whether somebody received vaccine.
See, the governor there says that this is only going to be a short executive order because he wants it enshrined in the law by the Florida legislature to pass a bill that he will sign into law that makes it illegal to try to compel someone to be injected.
Also remember, DeSantis is running for president too, friends. Don't get caught up in that cycle.
Normal functioning life. That is the step. That is the answer. That is the remedy. The remedy to totalitarianism, the remedy to tyranny is always freedom. And because as more people are able to exercise freedom, others desire it and pursue it as well. The only way this strategy works that's laid out by this doctor of trying to force people to all be vaccinated and have vaccine passports is to create tyranny for everyone.
Yep.
And then create an upper class of people who don't have to live under that tyranny if they are obedient. The way to counter that is to create more freedom. My freedom is not dependent on my obedience to any centralized authority. That is the message that has to be sent. It is the message they are sending in Florida. And it is a message that any other state with a bold and strong governor needs to send at this moment as well.
Okay, so again, friends, we're giving you information that the mainstream media means to withhold. I want to make clear that people do understand that, again, you have 330 million people. I played some video and audio for you today showing you that those that are selling you the plandemic don't even believe it themselves. They don't even believe it themselves. They've been caught time and time and time again, and there's still people in this country still trying to figure out, well, you know, maybe it was this or maybe it was easily explainable. No, they lied to you. You know, if someone lies to you once, rest assured they're going to do it again, unless they're sorry. But if they do it twice, I'll tell you what, you're a fool for your pains for taking heed to them. That means paying careful attention to what they have to say. No, enough is enough, right? And I want to go back to Ron DeSantis as well over there in Florida. He was one of the first states to push all this garbage until they gave him the nod, because he's talking about running for the president of the United States of America. That's why he's telling everybody everything that they want to hear right now. And isn't that the cycle of how they tee up presidential candidates every single time? Every single time. Don't get caught up into this game, friends. And also with Mr. DeSantis, Rick DeSantis, it's interesting to note he had to come up with an executive order to stop that which is unconstitutional. He didn't need to do that. Nope, this is all them playing the game of politics in front of the American people that don't know. They don't have the constitutional authority to do it in the first place. It's null and void. Why does he have to amend a bill or create a bill to stop that which is unlawful in this country? You don't have to do that. That's what the law is for. You enforce the law against their crimes, okay? It's just a show. That's all it is. I would also caution people with what's going on over in South Dakota with Kristi Noem as well, friends. She's doing too much to win the approbation, the approval of the people in that state. But there's much talk of her running as the VP under Mr. DeSantis in Florida. So this is politics as usual. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives him instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to give you a little encouraging news after this, okay? And it just shows you what happens when people actually stand up and fight the good fight of faith. It's just that simple. That's how it works. James 2:14 through 26. And I will get to that in just a moment. But what I want you to know is this week, I just found out from Maya Hahn, she's a pharmaceutical whistleblower out of Michigan, that five states now, it could be six, I believe she added another one to that number, that five states, possibly six states now, have come up with removing exemptions from forced vaccinations. Just so you understand as to what's play here in play. It's got to stop, and they need to be thrown in jail, every one of them. There is law. Now, let me put it this way, because today when we were protesting, I had people that may have been mad at me where I asked them the question, well, I'll tell you what, the burden of proof is on you. Then show me a law, make reference to the law constitutionally as to where they have the law to condemn the crime or to enforce the law to make you do something that's unconstitutional. Guess what? The only thing they can do at that point is begin to call me names. That's what they do. Or give me the finger. When they should be telling us thank you. Show me the law. That's all we're asking you. Show us the law. Okay? Six states, New York, California, and a couple more. I believe Connecticut's another one of them. I know that they're trying to push it in Michigan right now. But they want to remove all exemptions from the young people to force mandate vaccinations in America. And again, I'm not talking about what happened in the 30s, friends. I'm talking about what's being played out again here, how history's repeating itself today in America. Can somebody show me where they were given delegated authority or where they can make reference to constitutional law that they have a right to implement what they're implementing? Somebody show me. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, on Friday's show, I was asking people where the law was, too. And I noticed that nobody took the time to call in. If there is no law, there is no transgression. They cannot enforce something that has not been given unto them by the people that they serve. Do you understand this? Okay, that's Romans 4:15. Check it out when you get a moment. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. So if you're not going along with it, you're not violating the law. They're violating the law by making themselves a law unto themselves. That's called totalitarianism that Ben Swan was just talking about a moment ago. Now, what was interesting, on the heels of that information, we were told again that this exceptional Jezebel, and she is a Jezebel, she is a dark soul, and I'm not just name-calling her, friends. Let's call the devil for what he is, and his minions for what they are. They're devils, okay? And the fact of the matter is they all come to steal, kill, and destroy, and it's exactly what we've been seeing from Michigan for a long time. That's John 10:10, okay? And what they want to do is they want to put themselves in a position as being demigods, that they're above the law, okay? We already got that. She just recently came out 2 days ago, the governor in Michigan, and those folks that are protesting and defying her, they're some busy folks. They are an exceptional crowd. They're a special crowd out there in Michigan. They truly are. And I love every one of them by what we do and what we're doing together because we're in this together. I don't care if you're across the border or not. We are in this together. We're in the United States of America. We're on the same boat under God. Just this week, just 2 days ago, she had told the people in Michigan that unless 70% of the people are vaccinated, see, this is how they lost the narrative. They got to do this by force. Unless 70% of the people get the vaccination, the mask mandate will not be lifted. Now, I'm just kind of curious, and I'm speaking with knowledge in fact here. Where did the governor of Michigan get the right to tell the people that unless 70% of the people get vaccinated, the mask mandate will not be lifted? Now, let's go back just a little bit, because Cranes Detroit reported, friends, I'm looking at the date right now. This was back in October of 2020. Governor Whitmer was dethroned not once by the state Supreme Court, but she was dethroned twice by the state Supreme Court. Now, this is what I want you to catch. Because of the people that are still pretending with the authority that Gretchen Whitmer does not have, she has been emboldened to go ahead and ignore the Supreme Court. Again, not dethroned once, but two times. Told by the Supreme Court that she does not have the authority to create emergency orders. She doesn't have the constitutional authority to do so. But because she sees people going along with it, she's been encouraged now to say this is not going to stop. As a matter of fact, just was it a week ago, she mandated that little children now put masks on. But forget about her and her assistant being busted out in Florida, just like this other political theater and these actors and these clowns in the circus of politics. Friends, I got a question for you. This is shameful conduct, not only on their part, but on the part of the people that allow these people to continuously do the things that they continuously do. She's been told she doesn't have the authority. Why are you people pretending with Gretchen Whitmer? And then when you stand up against her, when the people in Michigan, they get a victory, guess what? She's got to go back and she's got to go ahead and illegally justify herself again with the help of the corrupt media and the corrupt agencies there in the state. Oh, it's true. over and over and over again. I have in front of me right now, the Michigan Supreme Court on Friday struck a blow to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governance of the state during the coronavirus pandemic, I'm adding, ruling her use of a 1945 emergency powers law violated the state constitution. They told her she doesn't have the authority to do it. So why is it that she's coming out emboldened to go ahead and attack on another day? Because there's still useful idiots in the state that are pretending with that authority. She doesn't have lawful authority. She needs to be impeached. If you want to go ahead and circumvent what needs to happen, go ahead and keep playing along with the conservatives of the day. The professed church, they're MIA. They're missing in action. They're nowhere to be found when it comes to what we're talking about right now. But when you look at the U.S. Constitution, there is provision on impeachment. There is provision found in the U.S. Constitution to prosecute her for her transgressions of the U.S. Constitution. That's found in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, I want to go ahead and shift gears really quick. And this is my good news, and I'm going to give it over to my bride really quick. Just this last week on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have the Dana White, who's the president of the UFC, who came out, and it comes from a heathen, comes from an unbeliever. At least I'm suspecting that's the case by the way they talk, right? James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29. But he just came out and told the American people on Fox News, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC, that the American people have had it. They're tired of being told what to do, and they're tired of being told, they're fed up, he said, of being told where they can go and what they can do. Every single event that he set up, they sold out the arenas in less than 5 minutes. On less than 5 minutes. That's the voice of the American people. People love to weigh in on the voice of the oppressor rather than what's really happening. I'm here to tell you what's happening right now, friends, is the American people are saying just exactly what Dana White said. They're fed up and they're sick and tired of being told where they can go and what they can do. And only you can stand up and defy the tyranny that you see being played out today through these corrupt politicians. But again, let me remind you, it's not good enough to impeach them. It's only good enough to prosecute them and put them behind bars where they belong. And I'm talking about every single one of them that's going along to get along in this alliance, friends. The covenant of hell will be disannulled, friends, but that's up to us. Let's do it here on this earth while we still have time to do it.
You know, I'm encouraged by the fact that the Lord never used a majority to prevail. As Samuel Adams said, an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men because the heart is where everything happens. A.W. Tozer said, the final test of love is obedience. When you're looking at what's going on in the world today, please be encouraged by the fact that less than 3% of the people in our country establish what we have in America today. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather one man with God, or God with one man, rather, is the majority, and we can do this thing together.
Amen.
So please do support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button where you can become a son or daughter of liberty. What's nice about this is you can be a part of a ministry that is doing. The Bible says faith without works is dead. We're to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. So please do support our work. If you say, well, I don't know what I can do, I could this or that, whatever you can do to help support what we're doing, we greatly appreciate. Again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. You can become a son or daughter of liberty and support us on a monthly basis, or you can make a one-time donation there as well. There are so many things going on that we are doing, taking part of, as Bradley was talking about, our Menards protest today. Getting involved and active in your community is what we want to do, but we can do this. We need to do it together. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, he said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. So let's keep moving forward together.
Amen. Love you about what we do. First John 3:18. Talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.